Everybody, good morning. All right, I'm going to talk to you guys about three topics today. One is letting people walk their journey. And the second is how you guys can use doTERRA's piece from the Emotional Aromatherapy Collection to create that sense of release, trust. It's very interesting. I'll go more into how that connects into letting people walk their journey. And the five best words you can say to a friend who is on a journey that you want to support. You guys excited? I'm so stoked to share this with you. So, letting someone walk their journey. One of the greatest lessons I learned on my Camino trip last year, it was a phrase that actually everyone on the Camino says is, your Camino is your Camino. Like, you walk your Camino. So what does that mean? And I feel that applies so much into our lives, is that there are thousands of people walking this trail. And each of us are on our own individual journeys. And even though we're all heading in the same direction, we have similar goals, maybe even different goals. Some of us were there for a spiritual catharsis. Some of us were there to release trauma from family. Some of us were ready to move on from the loss of a loved one. Some people were there. It's common for students in Spain to walk. It's part of their curriculum. So it was a journey with a friendship. And so one of the best lessons I received is that when you are on your journey and you're sharing that journey with other people, you got to let people walk their walk. And that is something that's come up a couple of times for me this week, the last couple of days, and seeing friends and family, where especially during this time, we're all struggling with different things, or we're all, working towards different things, and even sometimes those can be similar. So just to give a bit more specificity, I know for my family, we all deal with stress and anxiety in a completely different way. I'm such an emotional offloader. I communicate as clearly as possible. I love to talk about it. Whereas I have other family members that are introspective and private. I also, in the dating world right now, I'm a very blunt, forward person, where I have friends who have a lot more, I would say, flexibility. And so when sharing that journey with other friends or your family, I think what's really amazing is how we can see different perspectives and see if that will work for us. And if not, one, honor that for ourselves. And most importantly, two, this is sharing and letting people walk their journey, is recognizing that what works for us is not going to necessarily work for that person. That is such a huge lesson. And so giving that power back to someone and saying, hey, I trust you. You own your power. I'm here. How can I support you? That is the five best words you can say to someone, is how can I support you? Whatever journey they're on, whatever struggles they're going through, asking that person how they want to be supported is truly empowering them, because then you aren't playing guessing games. You aren't saying, this is what I should tell them, this is what's best for them, this is what they should do. That is projection, and based off of our experiences of what has worked for us, which, yes, we are absolutely entitled to our opinions. But hey, guys, I just want to break it to you, and this is full on transparency, full on disclosure. Not always is our shit going to work for someone else. So why would we give that to them if, one, they aren't asking for it, and two, that takes away autonomy from that person to say, hey, I got this. The most empowering thing I think we can do as friends, as family members to each other, is to say, you got this. Tell me how I can support you. Yes, I'm gonna have my perceptions and concerns or judgments or whatever, and that's my shit I gotta work through. That is mine. I have to own that. And I'm not going to, as much as possible, I'm gonna work on this, project that onto the other person. I had an amazing phone call with a friend today. I believe she'd be okay with me sharing a little bit of what we talked about. We're both on the dating scene. And she told me something, and I was just like, wow, oh my gosh, that's terrible. And she had said, actually, I'm feeling okay, and I feel like this is something I'm going to work through. I'm like, whoa, okay, I'm gonna call myself out, I'm gonna reel it back. And I said, okay, like, I love you, you know I'm all about empowering you, wanting to hear like what you feel is working for you and how I can support you in that way. So I'm just going to reel back that like massive reaction of fear and anxiousness and concern from my friend here and go like, okay, I'm clearing that energy. That is no longer present anymore. Like that we don't have to be concerned about. That was my reaction. I own that. I call myself out on that. There it goes. It was huge. And so then when the conversation continued, I got to hear actually this incredible journey she was working through and self-awareness of like, yeah, you know, this is something that I think would have bothered me, but I'm seeing this growth of myself and I'm seeing that this is something I'm really excited about. I'm like, frick yeah, that's so cool. That is so cool. I'm so glad I get to celebrate that with you. How amazing is that? So amazing. So amazing. So again, the five best words you can say to someone that you want to support is, how can I support you? You are giving them the power to tell you what they need. Stop projecting what other you think others need, okay? And I know that there's a perception here that some people, you know, are just not as aware and stuff, but like how egotistical of it, you know, how egotistical is it of us to say we are more aware of that person and their situation than they are? That's a projection. That's an assumption. Okay. Like we don't, aren't living their lives. We aren't walking their shoes. We have to let them walk their walk, let them walk their Camino, let them walk their life. Okay. Yes. We may really know that person. And maybe yes, to a certain degree, we can understand them at a level that perhaps they haven't seen yet, but the outcomes of that are going to be completely different. And I'll just give an example. And I'm sure my sister would be okay if I shared a little bit of this. My sister and I, we look like twins. We've got like very twin-like energy. We both are in a very similar way. Like we're the type of people, like we like to fall on our face and we like to pick ourselves up by ourselves. So in my journey, I have learned like, that doesn't work so great for me. And I'm an emotional offloader. I like to talk things out. That's how I heal. So when I do that type of work, those are the things that come up for me. Those are the results that, those actions, that operating system creates slightly different results, right? For my sister, she's a very amazing, very caring and very introspective, analytical person on the inside. So she doesn't offload to a lot of people. She completely keeps it private to the people that she trusts, right? And so part of my lesson and journey, sorry, I just burped there. No, not sorry. Part of my journey is allowing her to do her walk, right? Like it's so weird to kind of sort of turn that around and make that about me, but I have to recognize like I'm experiencing my experiences and seeing my awareness. So for my sister, the biggest thing I try and always present her is like, how can I support you? Right? And I've shared this story before. One of the best things I know my sister has done is put sticky notes all over the house to be reminded of what's amazing about her and quotes that just inspire her, quotes that we can all be inspired by. And she invited us into that journey and that was huge. I felt so excited because one, like she came up with this. This wasn't me saying like, here, go do this thing, right? This was her saying, I'm an empowering woman. I'm an empowering person. I am self-driven. I have skills. I know myself. I'm going to figure out what works best for me, okay? We're always in the state of wanting to protect each other, wanting to like take on other people's pains and journeys. And it is, I think if you're someone like me who can experience that, I think as like a human species, that's something we commonly do. I think it's also very, very prominent, especially for family members, especially for parents and stuff. There is this desire to offload the pain, the trauma, the stress and everything from that person and to carry that. I had this really funny experience actually with my mom where we were talking about that, especially right now. There's so much going on, so much uncertainty. I'm in a place of building a business, figuring out what are my next steps, and my mom is here as a single parent wanting to support me and my sister and just carry everybody else's crosses and let hers drag down the path of Jerusalem somewhere behind her, because she's like, oh, I'll pick it up later. And I told her this, and she laughed so hard. And I was just like, Mom, like, I want to know how I can support you. And like, everything I'm doing right now is I'm trying to create an income and a wealth that I'm passionate about so that I can take care of you, because I want that. I really want that. And she has said to me, like, it is her pleasure to be able to support me and to help me. And I just, of course, like, cry. And it was amazing, though, because I think, again, what I saw and what was so amazing to learn is that we, especially as family, we want to take care of each other. And with our close friends, we want to take care of our friends. Like, we are a community and societal species. I think that's how we elevate ourselves. I think that's how we grow. And it is very, very hard to release that space in ourselves to say, okay, I am not going to carry the crosses, the weight of this person I love, because I have to trust that they got themselves, that they will tell me how I can support them. And if that person doesn't know how, if they don't know what they need, and they admit that, they know, like, hey, I am struggling, but I don't know what I'm looking for, I don't know what help I need. I think one of the best things another friend has said is sometimes all that is needed is the biggest effect that we can give them is a smile and a hug. We can, especially if that person is interested and wants that dialogue of here, and they're asking for our help and they're asking for our advice, and we can be in that space of, okay, I'm going to share what my thoughts and feelings and opinions are, and what I think would be best for you, but I'm also going to own that you have the power of choice and action, that you are going to take what I say, receive it, and take what works best for you, because you are on your journey, and I'm going to have compassion for that. That's such a huge, important lesson, I think, as all of us helping out in this human society of community that we're creating interpersonally with each other is so important. So I want to share with you how peace from doTERRA's Emotional Aromatherapy Collection can help with this. So I actually rubbed this on, like, down, I don't really know anatomy that well now, but my sternum, yes, down my chest, down to like the line that goes like right to your belly button. This is an amazing essential oil. I actually use it very rarely, because for me, every time I use it, I have like an instant physical reaction to want to cry, because I feel that emotional release already. And it's like, it's a very powerful, I think, essential oil blend. I've used it a couple times in my diffuser, but I personally, I'm such a topical user. I love to sort of anoint myself with that oil and take a moment to breathe that in and to feel, my energy, my being, and what's going on around me at this current time, and how I can use the power of the and the benefits of these essential oils to create that release. So I find peace is a huge one if you're wanting to create release, and I can even feel it for me when I'm working through supporting friends and family. I carry it in these areas. I carry it in my chest, and I carry it like right here, just under a few inches above my belly button. So I would say like so we've got like the heart chakra. We've got. Man, I need to know my chakras better. But just above your sacral chakra there, the solar plexus. That's the one, you guys, the solar plexus. And that's one that I feel always gets activated for me, as well as my heart chakra, when I want to be there for other people. And I think why that gets activated is because there's this feeling of, you know, I want to carry the pain for other people. But how do I release that so that I can trust them to carry? That sounds weird. It's not trusting them to carry their pain. It is empowering them to carry their pain. And so the lesson that kind of works behind the scenes is recognizing that I have to think about these words. It might actually sound better, perhaps the meaning I'm trying to get across is trusting ourselves that we are giving that amount of support that we want to give to someone, even if we're not doing the work. So even if we're not carrying the cross for them, even if we're not walking the walk for them, right? That's so important. Like, we shouldn't be carrying that. We shouldn't be walking their walk, right? They have to. That's taking away a human experience from them, right? And yes, like, we can be there to support, but learning how to trust that, how we show up to support them, because we've communicated and asked, like, how can I support you? We've communicated and shown, like, we want them to trust themselves, and that we're showing that they can trust themselves by releasing our perhaps go to response of, there, let me hold this for you on top of everything else. I believe that feeling for me generates in that solar plexus area and in my heart area. And so when I put this, when I put peace on, like, rubbing into those chakra areas and breathe in, I immediately feel, it feels like if there's, like, tendrils that, like, threads connecting us to each other, I kind of feel like those, that there's, like, a tingly feeling there, almost like maybe it kind of evaporates, or if there's, like, tension there, it kind of releases, and I feel a lot more sense of peace. I feel relaxed, and I'm breathing a little easier because I'm not holding tension there in that energy space and in my body. And I feel now, especially after I just had an amazing call with a friend of mine, and some of the other people I want to be there to support, I can again offload. I always feel in, like, the back of my shoulders, I can offload the feeling of I have to be responsible to help them for their journey. I can offload that and again empower this person to say, to tell me how I can support them. So just a quick recap, you guys. This is a great, great essential oil to create peace, to help you let people walk their walk, let them do their journey. And the five best words you can say to a friend or a family member that you want to help is asking them, how can I support you? I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I am so excited to have shared this with you. As a reminder, we have two free essential oil classes coming up this month on the 14th and the 18th. Both classes are the same, they're just different times, so which works for your schedule. If you want in on this, in this video, there will be a link where you can go sign up. You will be sent an email with the information of the dates and how you can win over $200 worth of essential oil prizes. Plus, just for signing up, just for putting in your email, you will get my essential oils journal. It's a free journal that I designed to help you track your inventory and record your observations of your mental, emotional, spiritual state and physical state while using different your different oils. Okay, it's a really fun, easy to fill out PDF that you guys will get. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you enjoyed those resources. I will talk to you tomorrow. Mwah.